I'm Rona Tarrant. A delegation of bishops led by Cardinal Daniel DiNardo is visiting the Diocese of Brownsville, Texas today to meet with those affected by family separations at the U.S.-Mexico border. The visit comes as the bishops continue to sharply criticize the practice that's seen migrant children separated from their parents and held in detention centers. The bishops will hold a press conference about their visit later this evening. A number of new laws took effect in Iowa on Sunday, including a law to crack down on sanctuary cities that shelter undocumented immigrants. The law revokes state funding for cities and counties that don't cooperate with federal immigration agents. A stricter limit on abortions was also due to take effect Sunday, but a judge placed a temporary injunction on the law that bans abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Mexico has a new president, as left-wing candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador claimed a landslide victory in the country's presidential election. The former mayor of Mexico City was the frontrunner ahead of the vote, and his two opponents conceded shortly after exit polls were announced. López Obrador campaigned on a promise to revolutionize Mexico, saying he would fight corruption, violence and poverty. Pope Francis has appealed for peace in Nicaragua as continuing violence has left over 200 people dead. Speaking in St. Peter's Square yesterday, the Pope echoed the plea of the country's bishops for all sides to return to the negotiating table and engage in an ongoing process of national dialogue. It follows Nicaragua's vice president this week reiterating the government's commitment to dialogue and peace and asking that international entities condemn the violence of opposition groups that has led to deadly clashes between protesters and police forces. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.